Welcome to the all new William B. Henry Experience. Talking to business owners, local community leaders, and just overall cool people. This season is sponsored by the Billings Chamber of Commerce. Go to www.billingschamber.com. Welcome back to The Experience, and I'm here today. First and foremost, I want to thank the Billings Chamber of Commerce for sponsoring Season 3, and I am so delighted to have in the room with me today, Miss Mary Hernandez. How are you today?
Greetings. It's great. Great day.
Great day?
Yes. Nice to see you.
It's always a pleasure. Like, we don't connect enough, right? So I've had the pleasure of having Mary on a couple of forums with me, and Mary does a lot of stuff, so I'm going to try to figure out how to cut this and piece it together. But I'm going to start with something that I thought was like really cool. So for those of us who just listened and came to see us, I'm going to start with this. So tell people about your descent, how you got to Billings, how you got here, how long you've been here, and tell them what ethnic background you are, because I think that's important as well.
Okay. Well, I've been in Billings for 41 years, and I had an adventure getting here. So I was born in Hill Country, Texas, then spent my school years in Louisiana. And as a young adult with my daughter, jumped on Amtrak. Okay. Made a trip to Montana, got off in Malta, and by then there was a shuttle from Malta to Billings, so we had to jump on a shuttle. It was the most surreal experience I had ever had up to that time in my life. There was tumbleweed that was blowing across the highway, and I came from a land of many people all around, and now there was this big sky, and then when we hit some of the prairie and all, it's what my brother would say, you can watch your dog run away for 3 days, you know, and it's like, oh my gosh, this is such big land. You know, I'd grown up in the middle of trees and so forth. But within the first weekend, I actually met my brother and sister-in-law at the time here in Billings, and they took me up to the Stillwater, and I had my first whitewater raft trip. I was hooked.
Okay.
Had never felt water so cold, but was in for it deep.
Love
so
it.
Have been here since. I identify Mexican American, Hispanic, indigenous. My family has been in the Texas area around Corpus Christi and northern Mexico, Coahuila. While we've always been U.S. citizens, because it changed with the border of the country, you know, but my family has always been from the area for hundreds of years.
Okay. So I know, like I said, you do so much stuff. I'm trying to figure out where to start, but I'm going to start with like what's happening right now. So I know that right now you're running for city council. War. Matter of fact, I'm in your ward, by the way. I should tell you that. Absolutely. I'm in your ward. So talk about, like, you know, you've been here 41 years. I know you do a bunch of stuff. Talk about the decision to do that.
I think it's a continuation of the work that I've been doing for all my life. I had a sister who was born with cerebral palsy, and she was 18 months younger than I. And during her years in school, children were institutionalized. You know, they didn't go to public school if they were physically disabled or had any mental health issues. So she had, she wasn't, you know, able to use, she eventually was able to use crutches and so forth and get around, but she still didn't qualify to go to public school. So she actually is so much of my inspiration in advocating for others. And I feel that I have spent my life helping folks find their voice in those spaces where they're often forgotten, an afterthought, or are invisible.
So ward work, and I'm going to skip right over to, I know you do, you're the executive director of international peace studies at Rocky Mount College, and I might have screwed that up a little bit, so you're more than willing to fix that. Talk about your work, because again, you're serving people. Talk about your work and what you're doing over at the university as well. I think that's important.
Yeah, so I'm the director for the Institute for Peace Studies. And the mission of peace studies is to work through conflict to find peace. So examining different methods to get there. And then also, in addition to that, is providing cultural education so that we can better understand our world and those who live among it. And then also that leads to peace among people.
So, you know, so for those of you who don't know, again, April 21st, 2022, we're hosting the first Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion Conference here in Billings, Montana. And Mary has agreed to be a architect for that event. So thank you for that. So talk about
the invitation.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I think you got a lot to share with this community. This community and communities abroad. So talk about, I don't know if you remember right now, this might be put you on the spot a little bit. Talk about what you're going to talk about a little bit. Do you remember?
Oh my gosh. And it took me so long to just find one topic. I know it's going to be more of an interactive session because I love interactive sessions. Oh my gosh. What did I say?
I believe, don't hold me to this because I have 16 of you guys. But I think it was somewhere along the lines of unconscious bias-ish kind of stuff, but I don't remember exactly. I thought you might remember. So. I know you remember.
Yeah, you know, I do a lot of organizational development stuff. And also then, in order to bring people together, we have to truly be able to recognize or start recognizing some of those unconscious biases that influence our decisions. So I know I'm trying to think of the title. Yes, you did put me on the spot.
I'm sorry. Not really.
However, I know that it is about working through the process and creating, you know, another way to be understood and also to understand others.
So, see, the question puts you on the spot, but it's going to lead you to something that's really easy, right? Because for those of you all who want to attend and really have a different flavor throughout the day, I highly recommend you come and see what Mary has to talk about, just the step process and what's going on. But it leads me to your own entrepreneurial spirit. So, Envisage.
Yes.
Right? And a consulting firm. Mm-hmm. So talk about some of the work you do as a part of that.
So I have had the pleasure of having and leading Envisage Consulting. So it is my business. Mm-hmm. And through the years, I've had employees. And while recently I scale back just so that I can do other things in life, like run for the city council or serve the city, it's all about organizational development. So, and organizational development, what does that mean? So when people are exploring a way to form an organization, whether it's a nonprofit or a small business, it's really looking at the system, everything that you need to be successful. So from the fundraising part of it, you know, or investment part of it, to how you hire people and how you actually register and make sure that that your business is following all of the regulations that it needs to follow, you know, for that particular sector. And then also how to train people and what, you know, hiring people is sometimes the most difficult thing for folks, you know. Recruiting and interviewing and hiring and evaluating. And then also how do we work with individuals where the expectations may be different among supervisors and the employee and so forth. So, you know, working through those difficult situations at time. Other time, it's really just working with organizations to grow programs and to grow people. So do a lot of positive training on with teams and with individuals to make sure that they're at their best in serving their mission. And whether it's a nonprofit or whether it's a small business, we all have a mission in mind, right?
For sure.
Whether we're building widgets or whether we're serving people, there's a particular area that really is a sweet spot for most businesses.
So another kind of on the spot question, but not as much. So what is the ideal business for you to serve? Do you feel like you have an ideal business?
I love a challenge.
Okay.
So, while I have worked primarily with nonprofits, nonprofits also work with private entities as well as the public sector. And I love bringing divergent thoughts and divergent ideas together so that folks can sort of work through that and figure out what the best possibilities are for either that particular issue or the business or the community.
So, city council, entrepreneur, working for the university. What's the common thread? Is there a common thread for you?
Connecting people.
Connecting people. So, if people want to connect with you,
Oh, yes.
how do they do that?
Well, Envisage, Invisage, consulting.com,
Okay.
or they can call my business number, which is 406-690-2967.
So for those of you all who haven't met Mary in person, I highly, highly, highly suggest you get on her calendar. A wealth of knowledge, always willing to share. I was just talking to somebody just yesterday about when you sat on the panel that we did about a month ago, and they were talking about, I didn't see your email because they were talking about how you made them feel welcome. So thank you for that.
Well, I hope that we all feel welcomed. I love this city, and we want to spread, a welcoming spirit.
I love it. So before I let you go, I gotta ask you that one question. Do you have a motto or something every day that you get up that makes you want to take that next step?
Yes, I feel that my life's mission has been to advocate on behalf of those that feel marginalized and help them find their voice.
So if any way you're looking for your voice and you need somebody to stand with you to do that, I highly recommend you get in contact with Ms. Hernandez. Thank you so much for coming on my show. I really appreciate you.
Thank you.
The experience, the chop shop, was shining out. You guys have a good one.